Now, the strawberries, the glorious strawberries, are a fruit we produce very well in Ireland, and they are very much loved. They're coming back into season, and nutritionist Orla Walsh has teamed up with Bord Bia to get us hopefully eating even more of them, if that's possible, and she joins us now. How are you, Orla?
I'm great, thanks. I always think that strawberry season is a sign that summer is very much coming. And, you know, they're available in Ireland from May to November. So it's a kind of a long run of brighter evenings, I guess, and summer months.
Orla, strawberries, I think, are universally well liked, I think, I'm assuming. I know pretty much everybody I know loves them as well. But why are they so good for us? What are the actual health benefits of strawberries?
Well, there's loads of health benefits of strawberries. And I think when you talk about the health of food, I think you always have to begin with, are you enjoying it? And with strawberries, considering they're so good for you, they're so delicious and most people like them. You know, the same can be said for every other healthy food out there. And I suppose one of the benefits is when we eat strawberries, we eat them with all our senses. You know, before we even, you know, put them in our mouth, where they're beautifully red, they're kind of delicate little things, that you smell their kind of distinctive flavor before they even come to your nose. When you bite down into them, the juice really, especially the local seasonal summer fruit, the juice explodes in your mouth, and then you get that familiar taste sensation. So with strawberries, I guess it's easy to mindfully eat them, and that's why I'm talking about our senses, because you do definitely mindfully eat them. But there are other health benefits, and I suppose if you were to pin down to perhaps the nutrient that they are really provide in abundance, that would be vitamin C. And I think vitamin C, although it's not acknowledged for its role in, you know, supporting normal immune function, and I suppose some people probably know that it helps you absorb iron, which helps prevent tiredness and fatigue and things. I suppose, well, certainly I'm more inclined to be after vitamin C for its antioxidant benefits,
and its
ability to kind of help make collagen. So me and you might go, oh, collagen, yeah, we need that for, you know, good, youthful looking skin. And, you know, we go straight to the face. But like, you need collagen for good gums and teeth and cartilage, you know, and bone health as well. But collagen is also something in blood vessels, and it helps to keep them healthy. So, you know, vitamin C, it's more than just immune function. I think strawberries are delicious, and I suppose as a dietitian, you really want people to start moving towards replacing some of the refined processed sugars in their diet with these healthy natural sugars. And, you know, the World Health Organization, they really recommend less than 10% of our calorie intake to come from free sugars, or even less than 5%. And in Ireland, we're at around 15% of our calories coming from sugar added to food. So if, for example, you know, to me, strawberries have so many health benefits. They're really an everyday food. So if people started to replace some of the refined sugars in their diet with strawberries, that is just music to my dietitian ears.
Absolutely. But they have the sugars in it that are easier to digest, don't they, than some others? So, I mean, fruit in general, I feel, is really, really positive and good. But obviously, some are super high in sugars, too.
Well, I suppose it's important to understand the difference between sugars that are naturally found in foods, such as fruit and dairy, and the ones that are processed and refined. And they're different chemically, they're different nutritionally as well. So the refined sugars or the free sugars, the ones like that we add to food, they're what are associated with causing ill health, such, you know, you know, even risk of heart disease and the likes. And that's when they're eaten in excess. But this type of association, it's only a positive association when it comes to fruit and veg and health.
Okay.
You know, so they're not even remotely comparable. And I find that it's hard for people to understand, but just so you know, they are nutritionally
very different
fruits naturally found in fruit.
What about as well fiber and potassium? They're quite high in those things. And I feel that one of the times that we were talking about the fact that like fiber is so important, and we might kind of be concentrating on, you know, in previous days, kind of going, not too many carbohydrates, not too much sugar, but fiber is super important.
Fiber is, and around 80% of Irish people are thought to not eat enough fiber. And I suppose where strawberries in particular are so helpful is that they're naturally low in calories but high in fiber. So they actually, when you compare their calorie to fiber ratio, they're one of the best of all the plants in the world. So that's really another thing that kind of sets them apart, because all the little seeds on the outside of the fruit, they add to the fiber content of the fruit itself.
Right.
But they are a naturally low calorie alternative. So if you were to, for example, replace some biscuits with some strawberries, you're not expected to do it every time, but maybe some of the time, that would actually reduce free sugars by around, you know, they have around a third of the sugar content as these other things, or sorry, the calorie content. If you were to replace with chocolate, even some of the time, again, it's around a sixth of the calories.
Wow.
Or the strawberries. So they're naturally sweet, low in calories, and they will boost your fiber intake, where, and really Irish people need that. Our fiber intake is.
Absolutely. And Orla, what about, like, now, I suppose in this current climate, people are, you know, maybe quite possibly getting mixed messages about how to kind of treat fresh produce when it comes into the house, how you clean it and all that kind of stuff. And I know this might sound like the most basic question, but, you know, the best advice on how to kind of make sure they're safe to eat and good to store as well, because they are kind of a delicate food as well.
They are delicate, and I can understand where people's concerned are these days, you know, because they're handpicked as well. But, you know, the FSAI are there to guide us in all of these things. And, you know, when they're talking about COVID-19 and just say food in general, there's actually no reported cases of COVID-19 having been linked to the contamination of food, firstly. Mm-hmm. And then what they have is guidance for businesses on hand hygiene, etc., when picking the fruit and storing it as well. So all of these things go, there's a lot of
information,
regulation
around it. Yeah.
You have to go through. But really and truly, they're, you know, like most other foods, they're natural foods. They're completely safe for you. So I would encourage people just to do what they normally do with their fruit and veg and just give it a bit of a rinse before you eat them.
Perfect. And finally, Orla, what would be one of your favorite kind of, I don't want to say recipes, because you kind of like to just eat them as they are, but like, what's your favorite kind of thing to have with strawberries or eat strawberries?
Well, I'd encourage people to have, you know, enjoy them as frequently as they want. I think people probably regularly put them on their porridge and maybe in yogurt and maybe just eat them as they are already. But I would encourage people to branch out and consider putting them in fresh leafy salads, because they just add that sweetness to the salad. And I think that's really lovely. Another thing you could do is just pop them into jelly when you're making them, or pop into just a water or a fizzy water, just to sweeten your drink naturally and also to add a lovely flavor. I love to make, if I do have excess, which I very rarely do, but tea jam, because that's just so easy. You just cook them up as soon as they're hot. You add in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, mix it together, put it in a jar, and it's done. But I, you know, I certainly love them with a little bit of cream cheese on crackers as well.
Yeah, that's actually quite delicious. I like that. And I'm actually starving again right now whenever I talk about food. Orla Walsh, thank you so much for your time this morning. You've teamed up with Bord Bia for the strawberry season, and no better person to tell us how good they are for us.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye.